This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Biden's gas tax holiday is a joke. Inflation is not Putin's fault. So says the Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And windmills on the Jersey Shore, just say no. We're going to talk to a guest on that in just a few moments. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. It is Thursday, almost Friday, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Today, the United States Supreme Court will make some big announcements at 10 o'clock. Will they rule on overturning Roe v. Wade? Will they rule on guns and concealed carry? We'll find out. Could be a very big day today in the United States of America, that's for sure. They're certainly gearing up. The end of the term is coming. They will have to rule on gun rights and New York State restrictions. Immigrants remain in Mexico policy, religious liberty, the praying football coach, and, of course, the contentious case of Mississippi, which would overturn Roe v. Wade, theoretically. Dawn, good morning. It is Thursday. Happy Thursday.
And good morning. Happy Thursday. So much other news of the day. We've talked about so much over the past 3 hours. But the fire does continue to burn this morning in across parts of New Jersey and South Jersey. We know that nearly 14,000 acres have been charred by this week's forest fire in South Jersey. And it's believed that when it's all done and it still continues to burn, it'll be more than 15,000. So a fire of historic levels. State forestry officials saying the fire is nearly contained. No homes destroyed. Likely started, they say, by an illegal campfire. And this has sparked a Code Orange air quality alert for today for South Jersey. So New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection issuing the alert for unhealthy levels of, yes, these air pollution concentrations. So they are warning if you suffer from asthma, any kind of breathing issues, allergies involved, heart disease, lung diseases, they strongly advise avoid any strenuous activity or exercise outdoors while this alert is in effect. So a very important warning. We have an Ocean City pizza shop owner, a pizza shop that, you know, people paid cash oftentimes. Well, this particular pizza shop owner, 70-year-old Ernesto Canuccio, he could face up to 5 years in prison for skipping out on paying more than $200,000 in taxes from his pizza shop in Ocean City. He was a part owner of Mario's Pizzeria and Restaurant in OC, and a large number, according to authorities, of those cash receipts were never reported over a five-year period.
No.
So.
Come on. I don't believe that.
Working on a
you
kind
mean
of
a place that only takes cash didn't file all their. Wow. That's a first.
So.
That's a first.
Mario, if you're going to do that, do the receipts and the taxes and the bookkeeping yourself. Because, yeah, so seriously, now I guess he came back and they're working on a plea deal here, but he admitted to as much. So, yeah. By the way, before we get to I'll get to the Governor Phil Murphy story. Governor Phil Murphy announcing, it was a proclamation here for parents especially and caregivers, to help deal with rising inflation, Governor Phil Murphy will give parents a 10-day suspension of taxes charged on school supplies. This starts August 27th. So a back-to-school proclamation from Governor Phil Murphy. So starting August 27th, you will not pay any taxes on your school supplies. New Jersey.
That's great. No taxes on that, on yes. School supplies. Wonderful.
Greg
That'll
Stock-
solve the day for everybody.
So you get that little, you know, the little scissors, the little low energy scissors.
Yeah, low energy with the red and the plastic handle on it and everything like that. Tax free. All problems are solved, New Jersey. There you go.
The headline, Greg Stocker sent me this story, Oz drops Trump branding in general election shift. So Dr. Mehmet Oz, Republican nominee, obviously, for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, quietly shifting his campaign messaging away from the person who endorsed him and many say got him the gig, moving away from former President Donald Trump as Oz transitions into what's likely to be one of the most hotly contested Senate elections of the midterms. So that's one of the headlines. That's Axios. That's their headline. You heard Zioli say that sense.
You know, we have our guest, Bob Stern, joining us about the windmills, but we will definitely come back to that story about Dr. Oz. No doubt about that.
Okay. And we'll talk about smell matters. Zioli talked about smell. So remember that. Hint water, pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, watermelon, blackberry, cherry, no sugar, sweeteners, or calories, available in your local grocery store or drinkhint.com. Hint water with a touch of true fruit flavor. Today, rainy, but tomorrow and through the weekend, sunny and beautiful. This is the Zioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. I want to welcome to the show. We talked a lot about these windmills, how awful they are. Bob Stern is president of Save LBI, the LBI Coalition for Wind Without Impact. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hi. Hey, thanks for inviting me. How you doing?
Good. So what is your group working towards?
We are not necessarily opposed to offshore wind, but what we're working towards is to try to get these wind turbines sited in sensible places. And if the current project off Long Beach Island, the area for that was selected 10 years ago by some people in the DEP. It didn't get full review by the public or other interested parties. And we think that the current project area is just absolutely horrible. I don't know if you're aware, but these turbines nowadays are 1,000 feet high off the water. You know, that's like 3 football fields high. They're huge. And the project proposed off LBI would consist of like 350 turbines. They're spaced closely together. Like I said, they're huge. They're going to be clearly visible in almost all conditions, despite what you may have heard from other parties. And that alone is going to cause problems for the island because, as you know, we're a tourist-oriented economy. We like people to come down and rent and visit. And a lot of surveys have shown that people just don't want to do that and look at visible turbines. They come to the shore, you know, to look at something natural, to look at the ocean, to look at, you know, on the beach. So we started off with concerns over the visible impact, and we still have those concerns. And then the more we looked into this project, other significant problems started popping up, like right off this project area, you have the migration of the North Atlantic right whale. It migrates, has to migrate north-south every year. It goes up towards Cape Cod in the spring to feed, and then the mothers go back down to South Carolina in the winter where they give birth. And it repeats this cycle every year, and it has to do that to survive. And the noise, the underwater noise from these large turbines, we have found, based on our work, is essentially going to block that migration. So now you have serious problems with endangered whales as well. And then it gets worse from there. We found that the Department of Defense has a problem with this area. They labeled it as an exclusion zone, meaning that from a defense perspective, they didn't want to see turbines in this area. And we've tried to find out from the Department of Defense exactly what that means. You know, is it radar interference? Is it submarine detection and so on? But, you know, they're not telling us. Maybe it's classified. And,
really?
You know, we just
don't know. That's part of the story that Bob Stern, I've not heard yet, that the Department of Defense was against these windmills.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're interested, I could email you a map that shows the Navy did show a map on one of these briefings that shows, you know, their exclusion zone, and it's right on top of the lease area. And, you know, so when,
enough then to shut it down? I mean, if the Navy has a problem with it from a national security perspective, isn't that enough to shut down this entire stupid project?
Well, that's kind of what we've been saying. And you know, and particularly when you have other sites further offshore, which you do, you have an area that is just further east of this area. It starts about 30 miles out. It's called the Hudson South area. And the federal agency is beginning to lease out there. And there's plenty of room out there. It's a huge area. So what we've been saying is put the turbines out there. Avoid the visible impact to the shore and the economic impact. Avoid that migration path for the right whale. It's just common sense. I couldn't agree
and you
with
wouldn't,
you more.
You wouldn't see the windmills from the shore if they put them there. Is that true?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right. And so, you know, what we're asking basically, just let's put some common sense into this and site the turbines in a, you know, in a smart place. And everyone will be happy. You know,
well, except the birds. The birds will not be happy when they get killed by the windmills. And, you know, a lot of the clams and mussels and the sea life, they're going to be, I mean, there is going to be a lot of destruction caused by these windmills.
There's always an impact, Rich. Yes.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it perfect. You know, you just got to try to get rid of the worst. Absolutely right.
And I understand your point. Your point is we're getting windmills regardless, so let's at least put them in the proper spot. And I understand that point. I know there are other people that say we need to just fight these windmills completely and just say no to them, and I'm on that side. But I realize that I'm probably not going to win that fight because it seems like Governor Murphy is going to die on this hill. He wants these windmills. And there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of them up and down from LBI all the way down to Cape May. I mean, it's going to completely change the Jersey Shore forever, Bob. Look, I grew up going to the Jersey Shore every summer of my life, except for one, going to the Jersey Shore as a kid. I cannot imagine what this is going to do to our beloved shore.
I couldn't agree with you more, Rich. I could not agree with you more. Oh, sorry. Someone else is calling.
They heard you on the show. You're famous now. That's why.
Well, yeah, fame. I don't need fame. I just want common sense. That's all I want.
Bob Stern's with me. He's president of Save LBI, the LBI Coalition for Wind Without Impact. I love LBI. I always describe LBI as it's half New York, it's half Philly. Would you say is an accurate description?
Yeah, I can live with that. Sure.
At some point, there's going to be a war, you know.
Well, you know, we've got people, Rich, in our organization who feel like you that they don't believe there should be any offshore wind. We have also people who accept and want offshore wind, but again, want it sited sensibly. And so to accommodate both of those views, you know, we tried to pick a goal that we thought was realistic.
Sure.
Like you say, you know, projects are coming to try to stop everything, probably not realistic, but you know, let's at least implement the program in a way that you don't leave all kinds of collateral damage in its wake, like the shore and the whales and the birds. And the other thing, when you mention birds, we also have the piping plover. It's a bird, an endangered bird that migrates, and some of them come to the island. They have a nesting ground on the island in the southern part of LBI. And now these birds, I don't know how the hell they're going to get from offshore into the nesting ground. They're going to have to cross 15 rows of wind turbines with blades 100 meters long. We really think this is going to be a disaster for the piping plover bird as well. So, you know, look, if people, you know, there's a lot of issues here. If people want more information, I'd refer them to our website, savelbi.org. And if they want to help us fight this thing, that would be appreciated. We have tried to talk to the federal and state agencies and get a more reasonable approach. They're not listening. So we were forced to file a lawsuit against the federal government. And basically that lawsuit says they did not follow the law when they selected these areas to begin with. And that lawsuit is pending in the District of Columbia court system. And I hope the judge rules in our favor, because then that would force a relooking at these wind areas. They call them wind energy areas. And I think if we were able to relook at this thing with the public, with getting all the interests involved, I think we could come up with something sensible. So we're hopeful that the court will rule in our favor, but you can never tell.
Yeah, no. And Bob, what's the name of the website again?
SaveLBI.org.
SaveLBI.org.
Yes.
Bob, thank you. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate the good fight, man. And keep me posted, all right? SaveLBI.org.
I will. We'll put you down on our email list, keep you up to date on what's going on.
Thank you, Bob. Best of luck. Bob Stern, president of Save LBI. Thanks so much. All right, 855-839-1210. He didn't get my joke about the war. You see, New York and Philly, the New York side of the island and the Philly side of the island are going to have a civil war at some point. It's going to happen. Yep. You know, in Canada, when you go to Canada, they have signs in English and French.
Yep.
You know, on LBI, they have signs that say pork roll and Taylor ham on the same side.
It's true.
Because it confuses people so much.
As somebody who's been going to LBI for 40 years,
right?
It is
my description
so,
is not wrong.
100%. It's 100%. Actually, I would actually argue that it's more New York than Philly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because
I know our buddy John Hoyt's there.
Yes.
So
I see a lot of like Yankee memorabilia and shirts and all that stuff down there.
And you know, there's a lot of obnoxious New Yorkers there too. Like,
yeah.
Hey, this is now all right. No, LBI is great. I love LBI. It's just, you know, like every other place in the Jersey Shore now, impossible to afford.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's crazy. In fact, there's a story I have today in my formerly saltwater taffy-stained fingers that they're having a hard time finding housing for the international people that are coming to work the boardwalk. So,
yes.
You know.
I told you that.
You did? I know.
Mike Monachetti, your friend.
John Hoyt says the locals are Philly tourists. The locals are Philly. Tourists are New Yorkers. That's true.
Hey, yeah, we're Giants fans. How you doing? You got Taylor ham, egg, and cheese? Huh?
Taylor ham.
You get that Taylor ham, egg, and cheese? How you doing? We're New Yorkers. We're Giants and Yankees.
Or Mets. What's Mets fans.
What's the cutoff, do you think? Because, like, places like Lavalette and stuff, that's New York, isn't it?
Unfortunately. Yeah. Sadly, it is. Even though Lavalette is technically the easiest place to get to from South Jersey, because you can take 70 and 72 and you hit no traffic.
Yeah.
Versus going on the Atlantic City Expressway. So, I mean, it should be more Philly. Actually, we went there a couple of years ago. We had a great weekend there. Patrick was a baby. We went to Lavalette for a few days. It is so easy. I cannot emphasize enough how easy it is to get there because nobody goes there. Everybody's going to Ocean City or Margate or something. So everybody's in the Atlantic City Expressway. When if you're in South Jersey and you just jump on 70 and 72, you go right. You literally go right there.
Yeah.
And all the traffic's coming from New York. But then you get there and you got to see, hey! You're a bunch of obnoxious New Yorkers are there. You know what I mean? So that's the problem. So, Lavalette's awesome, though. I love Lavalette. It's great. Ocean Beach, which is where I went when I was a kid. It's great. Fantastic. Oh, then the Seaside Heights Boardwalk is a place every person should go to at least once in their life.
Oh,
have
sure.
You ever been?
Absolutely. Yep. But again, when I was a kid, I was there at. Actually, no, it was probably 20 or 21 when I was there.
Well, we called it affectionately Sleaside Heights. but you have to realize now it's changed completely because of Hurricane Sandy. You know, Sandy took the entire boardwalk and threw it into the ocean. The log flume ride and the roller coaster. Remember those famous pictures?
Sure.
After Sandy, of those things in the ocean?
Yep.
So it's very different now than it was. I was curious a couple years ago, so I took a drive up there to see it, and it's totally different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's very Staten Island.
Oh, of course.
That's where you get, hey, there's a club here, we're dancing, you know? And you get a lot of that there.
I mean, that's where the Jersey Shore was filmed, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that, as Chris Christie pointed out several times when he was governor, they're all a bunch of Staten Islanders going to Seaside Heights in that show.
So. I think that house recently sold or something.
Did it?
A house of the Jersey Shore sold? Stop.
No, actually, you know what? They got rid of the Italian garage, the flag of the Italian flag was on the garage, and they painted it over, I think.
I think it's mostly Philly peeps on LBI. I agree with my friends who just texted me that. I think it is mostly Philly. The New Yorkers go to visit. The best way we could deal with getting rid of the New Yorkers, and we should, is to just have more of us go there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. No pun intended. But speaking of the shore, we are going to be back at the Grand Hotel of Cape May July 15th.
Yes.
There you don't have to worry about New Yorkers, just Canadians. But they're easy to deal with, the Canadians.
And Zeolians.
And the Zeolians, right. It's going to be the Zeoli Army descending on Cape May again July 15th. So mark your calendar and make your reservation now because it's going to sell out, no doubt about it. We were blown away by the attendance at last month, I guess,
last
right?
Month, yeah.
So do not miss it. You don't want to miss it. But I want to thank my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for their wonderful sponsorship. And yes, Yosef is fantastic. He's a great guy. Terrific guy, and I am very, very happy of the great work that they do at Cherry Hill Volvo. And if you've thought about a previously enjoyed Volvo, right now take an extra $777 off your Volvo. That's right. Pre-owned Volvos are beautiful. They are like new. They go through 170-point inspection. They have less than 80,000 miles, come with a Carfax report, and you get the extra $777 off. So you get a car that is like new, looks new, feels new, but without that new car price tag. It's beautiful. Go see them right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Yosef will take great care of you. The entire team will. When you bring your car in for its regularly scheduled maintenance, they have valet service available. Loaner cars available, too. So you'll be treated right every step of the way. And they also have a great lease program called Care by Volvo, which is one payment, which includes your insurance, prepaid scheduled maintenance, 15,000 miles annually, excessive wear coverage, and more. So go see them today. Right on Route 70, they stand with us. In this age of cancel culture, they double down and they stand with us. That's the beauty of Cherry Hill Volvo. Right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Now, the morning mystery movie clip on the Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
You could tell me how someone can fake a prevision.
How would I know that?
Because you invented pre-crime. What's so funny?
If the unintended consequences of a series of genetic mistakes and science gone haywire can be called invention, yes, then I invented pre-crime.
You don't seem all that proud.
I'm not. I was trying to heal them, not turn them into something else.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Millennial, tell them what they'll win.
The 12th caller today will win a pair of tickets to see the Phillies play the Atlanta Braves Wednesday, June 29th at 7.05 p.m. at Citizens Bank Park. Coming up on the Phillies schedule are two post-game Xfinity fireworks shows on Friday, July 1st at 6.05, and then Sunday, July 3rd at 7.08 when the Phillies take on the St. Louis Cardinals. For tickets to all of these events, go to phillies.com.
All right, good luck, caller number 12. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Thank you, Dawn. She's bringing me in hot water and tea and honey. Thank you, Dawn. You're the best.
It's unbelievable. What are you doing?
Squeezing honey.
What's happening? How much honey are you putting in that?
Trying to get it's not coming out that great. Hang on.
I got to bring some from home for you.
In the low energy. I'm 6 right now. Hang on.
I'm going to miss this.
I'm 6 years old at this moment in my life.
It's a little plastic clear bottle shaped like a bear. You should just take off the top and just suck it.
I should just suck the honey, right?
Yeah.
Just suck it. She brought me a tea bag. Thank you.
And it's...
tea bag and honey.
Ginger. Little echinacea.
I appreciate that. My laryngitis, which is hopefully getting better soon. I will not be... filling in for any national shows today.
Thank God.
I texted Dana Lash yesterday and I said, Dana, I'm so sorry. I have got laryngitis. She said, no problem. You know, we'll get somebody else in there.
There is somebody who was just hired here who looks...
She looks nothing like her, Dawn. She looks nothing
from
like
a distance
her.
No, in doesn't. Yoga pants.
She
kind of looks like
she
her.
She doesn't. She looks nothing like her.
Anyway, a hottie brunette walking through the hallways.
I don't think you can say that. I think that's like an HR violation.
I can say it.
You
only
can say
Dawn can.
Only
I can
Dawn
say it.
Can say it.
And, you know, Scopes looked happy to give it to her.
Honey. Bottle of honey.
You can call her a hottie. I can't call her a hottie. That would be very
looking
bad
very
for my
fit
career.
And fabulous.
That would be very bad. I was about to mention how the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, has broken with Biden on inflation, but you talking about the hottie in yoga pants is way more interesting, so we'll just stick with that.
I have all those cuts, by the way, coming up at 9:40.
Coming up at 9:40, the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, breaks with Biden on inflation. You want to hear that.
Yeah.
And a woke mandate at the Federal Reserve. I may not get to that today, but basically the Fed, under a new bill by the Democrats, is going to have to include race in monetary policy. All right. Now, of course, once again, what we're going to be doing is we're basically repeating right before the housing crash, which is using woke ideas to lend money and create and extend credit and that sort of thing. And as the Wall Street Journal put it, easing underwriting standards to boost minority credit and home ownership could cause defaults and foreclosures to spike in a recession, as happened during the last financial crisis. Democrats would then accuse the banks of predatory lending. So this is what's happening right now. They say most banks are trying to increase lending to minority communities, yet the bill in Congress would require financial regulators to rate banks on diversity and inclusion. So what it's going to be essentially racial favoritism, and banks may wind up lending money to people who really can't afford something because they're worried about Big Brother on their back looking at who they're lending money to. And, of course, they have to give priority right now to things like racial, gender identity, and sexual orientation in all their lending ideas. The only thing that should factor in, of course, is can you pay the loan? But, you know, this is what woke does. Wait till the economic impacts of that hit the economy. But Dan's got the movie today. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the movie today, sir?
Minority Report.
That's a good one, right?
It's a great one. I love everything that Philip K. Dick wrote.
Did you see the new Top Gun movie yet?
I'm ashamed to say I have not. We're supposed to go this weekend.
All right, good. I think you'll enjoy it. But a Minority Report is very telling because of what I talked about yesterday with these red flag laws are very, very similar to the idea of future crimes, you know?
Don't want precogs looking out for what you might do, right?
That's right. All right, buddy. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the call very much. 855-839-1210. Listen, I told you we're going to be there July 15th, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. What you want to do is go to Grand Hotel Cape May now and make your reservation. Because you don't want to wait. You don't want to miss it. We're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wonderful time. And the live broadcast is great. But anytime you go to the Grand Hotel, you're going to find amazing hospitality, a beautiful outdoor pool that is heated, and it's big, too. An indoor heated pool, a hot tub, arcade for the kids, fitness center. It's all there. And every night you stay at the Grand, they give you Grand money to use the way you want to use it. You stay 77 nights, you get $70 a night to use in Grand money for your stay. You stay 5 nights, you get $60 a night in Grand money for your stay. You stay 3 nights, you get $50 a night to use. Then you can use it at Hemingway's Restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Delicious steak and seafood. You can use it on the boardwalk. You get change them in, get some passes to go to Maury's Piers, take the kids on a whale watching adventure. Set up your beach chair right on the stand, beach concession stand, have lunch delivered to you. However you want to do it, the Grand Hotel makes it easy. And with 4 ballrooms to serve you, they've got beautiful, beautiful space for lifetime memories and great events, weddings, family reunions, corporate events. Call my friends Kellyanne and Caitlin today to make your event come to life. And I'll tell you something, too. There's no doubt in my mind, you will love it there. Because Cape May is beautiful. I had somebody, Patricia, was nervous. She said, Rich, you know, it's my 30th anniversary. I don't know, but I trust you, as you always should. She said, Rich, it was nothing short of spectacular. Every step of the way, the Grand Hotel exceeded our expectations. So a romantic weekend or a week with the kids in one of their townhouses where you'll have the ability to cook dinner. And I mean, it's all there, right there for you. The Grand Hotel of Cape May has it. Just book today. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and I'll see you there July 15th.
Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Number one casino, yes, and the only one I recommend. They really do have it all. The place to be for fun, action, entertainment, especially this time of year in the summertime. This is how you win at Parks Casino. Concerts, dining, action, summer happy hours with some cool cocktails, and 25 craft beers on tap at the open-air Liberty Bell Beer Garden with seating inside and outside right at Parks. Dine at the award-winning Parks Grill Steakhouse, and they have an amazing array of other great dining choices, too, throughout Parks. 3,600 state-of-the-art slot machines, over 115 table games, a brand-new poker room, headliners all summer long at the state-of-the-art Excite Center. So it's really an entertainment venue like none other. Free parking. You can check out these headliners. So Billy Ray Cyrus, that's tomorrow night, the 24th. Sheryl Crow, Friday, July 15th. Aaron Lewis, July 29th and 30th. Plus comedy night every other Thursday in the 360 Lounge. New York's Best Club Comedians, Thursday, June 30th. King of Brooklyn, Fred Rubino headlines. ParksCasino.com is where you go for all the details. ParksCasino.com. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli. Weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right. Thanks for being here today. We got a lot to discuss. Appreciate you being here. 855-839-1210 is the number. and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. The Dawn Show is coming up next. Dawn, what is on the Dawn Show today?
There's so much. So we're updating everything that is happening, and we're expecting a lot of breaking news announcements locally in our region. But of course, we're on SCOTUS watch to see if the Supreme Court, because as you mentioned, you know, they're supposed to go on break as of this Sunday. So some, you know, at least one case is going to drop today. And as you mentioned,
yeah, it might be the abortion case right in the middle of your show, or the concealed carry case, which is also could be right in the middle of your show. I would tune in.
Yeah. So we'll have that, of course.
I mean, I am tuning in.
Thank you.
I'm saying I would tune in.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So 10:10 a.m., Dr. Philip Magnus. So he's director of research and education at the American Institute for Economic Research. He's also an expert on coating your throat with organic honey.
I just can't stop doing this now. I've just lost all control.
He's the author of the 1619 Project, a critique of it, that is. So he's going to talk about a local story, in essence, Princeton. So the Twitter-famous Princeton historian is a plagiarist, ? So he wrote this great op-ed, so we'll talk about it. In other words, you know how cancel culture will focus on some groups and then give others quite an exception, and it's happening in our region. So we'll talk about that. So that's our deep dive. But covering, there's so much breaking news, I can't even go, you know most of it from Zeoli, but we'll continue the conversation with the Dawn Show 10 a.m. and the honey-throated Rich Zeoli.
Yes, I'll be there in spirit, no doubt about it. Thank you. Yes, the United States Supreme Court has several big cases still to rule on. Now, my sense of it is, today or tomorrow, we're probably, they added it tomorrow as another day to drop decisions, which was not originally scheduled. I'm wondering if they're going to do a Friday drop of the abortion ruling.
Yeah, probably.
Or if they're going to wait till July. They still have time. They still have a couple weeks left in the term. But it seems like, obviously, they are dangling this. I think everybody would just be relieved if they would just announce it today and just get it over with already. Certainly so I could talk about it tomorrow, because I don't want them to do it when I'm on vacation. That would be nice. The question,
will you call
of course,
in?
I could. I certainly could do that.
You're the man when it comes to this.
And it's what I love talking about more than anything is the court cases. So, you know, because I'm such a nerd. The other one is the New York State case regarding this concealed carry issue of whether or not you have to really prove justifiable need. Now, my sense is that court, if I was making a prediction, I would predict the court is 100% going to say New York's law is too restrictive, and the idea that you have to show a need to carry a gun outside of your home is unconstitutional. That's my sense. My guess is, in which case, then it's going to affect a lot of other states, including New Jersey, where they have this ridiculous justifiable need standard. That's my sense of it. The abortion case, I mean, certainly looks like they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Is it possible that a justice changed their mind? Yeah, it's possible. I don't think so. I think that pretty much it's going to go that way, which is going to be fantastic. And now it'll go to the states, and then we'll have all those contentious fights there in the states. But it'll be interesting to see how much the language has changed, if anything, from the original draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito into what the final opinion is if it does come out today. But 10 a.m., they got the gates up, they got the fences up, they're ready, and there's protesters outside the Supreme Court. It's going to be a lot of fun either way. All right. We got more audio to get to today. Let's get to it.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part two. This is the SCOTUS Watch Edition, Greg Socker. SCOTUS Watch Edition.
June 30th is my prediction.
You predicted they'll announce it on June 30th.
Yep.
Interesting. Right before the 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
Have America tear itself apart right on our nation's birthday.
Sorry. Moose out front, should have told you.
Sorry, folks. Please enjoy the most contentious July 4th since July 4th.
Wait, would they just... Do they make the decision today, but they seal it in an envelope, then they get out of town first?
In this hermetically sealed envelope.
Yes. Right?
Then they have some guy go outside and go, hi, my name's Stuart. I'm here to read the Supreme Court decision.
Do like Johnny Carson used to do Karnak.
Yeah,
you know?
We have overturned.
Simsalabim.
Yeah, no, it's going to be, we're going to release the decision on June 30th and go, America, party like it's 1776 or 1860. We're out of here. It'd be like when Dennis Miller signed off from, and that's the decision and we are out of here. To an undisclosed location.
What's in the Cut Sheet Part 2 sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. First-time homebuyers have a trusted partner with American Heritage Credit Union. Earn up to $500 lender credit and receive first-class attention from one of our realtors. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org/FTH for details. Loan subject to credit approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 433-838. Rich, you teased this at like 9:25 or so. Jerome Powell testified on Capitol Hill yesterday to the Senate Banking Committee amid inflation and recession fears. And leave it to New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to ask the really important question of diversity.
I'm sorry?
Diversity in the banking industry.
Oh, okay.
Diversity numbers are, I think, quite impressive for the B and C directors. The A directors, as you point out in your letter, less so, but those are appointed by the bankers in the district. But we can have this conversation. Well, I look forward to it.
Less so, but it's worse than less so. I mean, you don't have one bank president in the history of the Federal Reserve who's been Hispanic. That's far worse than less so.
I was talking about directors, but yeah. you're right about that.
And there was a tremendous opportunity, and it didn't happen. I just continue, I feel like I'm the lone effort on this. But 62 million Hispanic Americans.
You are. Everybody thinks it's stupid.
Who represent $2 trillion?
Ridiculous. What are you talking about?
Can you imagine this? Power, record high inflation and okay.
He's trying to get his niece a job.
Important economic decisions are being made. So we look forward to the engagement that you've said that you're willing to engage in.
Thank you, Bob Menendez.
Thank you for fighting for Hispanic Americans.
You alluded to this earlier. Jerome Powell breaks from the administration and admits that Ukraine is not the primary driver of inflation.
This is so big, by the way, that this happened. And it's a really big deal that he said this.
I realize there are a number of factors that play a role in the historic inflation that we're experiencing.
By the way, can I just comment that Senator Bill Hagerty is doing the questioning here?
Ah, okay.
I realize there are a number of factors that play a role in the historic inflation that we're experiencing. Supply chain disruptions, regulations that constrain supply. We've got rising inflation expectations and excessive fiscal spending. But the problem hasn't sprung out of nowhere. And in January of 2021, inflation was at 1.4%. By December of 2021, it had risen to 7%, a five-fold increase. Now, since the war in Ukraine began in late February, the rate of inflation has risen incrementally another 1.6% to a current level of 8.6%. So again, from 7% to 8.6%. Given how inflation has escalated over the past 18 months, would you say that the war in Ukraine is the primary driver of inflation in America?
No, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
I'm glad to hear you say that. The Biden administration seems to be intent on deflecting blame, and as recently as just this past Sunday, spread the misinformation that Putin's invasion of Ukraine is the, quote, biggest single driver of inflation. I'm glad you agree with me that that is not the truth.
So later on that day, Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, was asked if she heard Jerome Powell's comments, and, you know, it was a very big day. She didn't hear any of it.
Secretary Granholm, you and the president have framed this war in Ukraine as the primary driver of the spikes in energy costs that's the largest contributor to overall inflation. But the Fed chairman was on the Hill today, testified, he was asked a question, is the war the primary driver of inflation? And his answer was no. How do you square that? Is he wrong?
I didn't hear what he said on that, but I think...
I didn't catch that. What was that now? I didn't... How did you not know the Fed chairman said inflation is not Putin's fault? Nobody bothered to let you know before you testify? Okay. I didn't. Who? It's like Frank Pantangeli in Godfather 2. I don't know. They said. See, my voice kind of sounds like Frank Pantangeli in Godfather 2.
It does.
Oh, this thing with Michael Corleone.
What he said on that, but I think most people acknowledge that the price of fuel is a big driver of inflation. And in fact, they've put large percentages on it. And so We know that the war in Ukraine having driven up the price of fuel because it crimped supply. It's a total supply and demand question. We've got to make up for the million barrels per day that have lost. We will have a demand problem when China opens up after COVID. There will be additional upward pressure on supply. This is why we need, not just in the U.S., but we need globally more supply brought on board. And
His full quote was, no, inflation was high before, certainly before the war in Ukraine broke out.
Well, I think most would say that the price of fuel has exacerbated inflation.
Well, there you go.
She was busy. I think there was a Bonanza marathon on, so she probably didn't see what...
Listen, you can't expect her to know everything that's happening in the administration.
No.
It's not like they would tell a cabinet secretary something like that before, you know.
America's mother-in-law asked Jerome Powell if the Fed's interest rate increase will bring down food prices.
We should probably trademark that.
America's mother-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know there are people that steal it all the time.
You should.
They steal so much of stuff.
I mean, there should be a few bits on this program that are trademarked. What's on the cut sheet should be one of them.
Sure. Yeah, no, let's get going on that because, you know, after I'm fired, it's technically Odyssey's intellectual property. So, you know, well, I'll just steal like everybody else does.
The lesser
that
Cuomo.
Was stolen. Yep. The vampiric one stolen.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Okay, America's mother-in-law on if the Fed rate increase will bring down food prices, and this was Jerome Powell's answer.
So let's look at another necessity, food.
Oh, boy.
Price of groceries is up nearly 12% this year.
Yeah, no, I know, and we brought Martin's potato rolls. But
cost, people still got to eat. Chair Powell, will the Fed's interest rate increases bring food prices down for families?
No, I wouldn't say so. No.
Okay. Cool. So glad we're doing this.
I love how she just starts lecturing him about food prices, and then asks the question that basically she just gave. The entire answer to, and then because she knows, you know, snarky. It's just, I'm going to tell you why the answer's no, and then you just tell me the answer's no. That's basically how that worked.
Energy Secretary Granholm also said that green is the only way out of this, and high gas prices will continue if we don't transfer to renewable energy. This is what Granholm said yesterday.
The real truth is that as long as our nation remains overly reliant on oil and fossil fuels, we'll feel these price shocks again. This is not going to be the last time. The next time there's a war, the next time there's a pandemic or another hurricane, these extreme weather events we are experiencing, they will impact the access that we have to fossil fuels. The only way out of these boom and bust cycles is to break that sole reliance, and that means diversifying our fuel sources by deploying clean energy. And
that's it. You see, I mean, she's saying the quiet part out loud. All of this is done to get us to switch to clean energy. That's why they're not concerned with getting prices down. It's why they don't care that you're paying $8 a gallon for gas or whatever it is, because they want you to switch to green. That's what it is. It's exactly what it is. She's saying it.
Finally, on the political front, then I have one more cut that's not political. Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, we're talking about inflation and why everything is so high. This might have something to do with it, about student loan debt.
So we're still continuing. The president, the administration, to assess options of cancellation. We have not made a decision yet. As the president said just recently, I think on Sunday, he expects to make a decision on that soon. I do want to add, no one has been required to pay a single dime of student loans since the president took office.
Nobody has been required to pay a single dime of student loans since the president took office.
Nobody has been required. I mean, that is, and we're, and all, well, you know what? You just wipe it off. You just write it off.
Let me ask you a question.
It's like Kramer's financial policy. You just write it off. Yes.
Let me ask you a question, Rich. Have you been required to pay your credit card debt?
Yeah, I had to do credit cards, mortgage. Car payments.
Yeah, so I was just going to say.
Yeah, a dime. I had to do a dime for all that.
A dime.
Maybe a dime. What are you going to do?
God.
Yeah. It's not like they're trying to buy the young people's votes by giving them free money. Don't even think that for a second.
Finally, Rich.
Yes, Greg.
The one thing nobody has asked for, Back to the Future, the musical.
What? I've been asking for that for years.
Have you?
I think it sounds great.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It's going to open on Broadway in 2023. I have a little bit of it. So they debut. So it's been playing in London, and they did a comic relief special a few months ago, and they kind of previewed it a little bit. So I have a little bit of what Back to the Future, the musical, sounds like. Would you like to hear some of it?
I certainly would.
Let's hope your dad takes that advice. Well, let's go back to 1985.
You're the doc, Doc.
Warning. Plutonium chamber empty.
Oh, by the way, in this new thing, the car talks.
The car talks?
Yeah.
DeLorean?
Yeah, so that's that voice you hear is the car speaking, that they're out of plutonium. You remember that from the movie, obviously.
You need 1.21 gigawatts of electricity to get home.
1.21 gigawatts? Great Scott, how are we going to generate that much power?
Did you say power?
Oh, boy.
I'll give you your power.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love this. What? I am going to the premiere.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. It sounds great. By the way, are they still going to be Libyan terrorists, or you think
no,
or not?
No, they're not.
No?
Wow.
Make a one man weep, another man say, change your heart to a little white dove.
Ollie Dobson plays Marty. And Roger Bart plays Doc Brown.
Yeah, they won't be Libyan terrorists. They'll be MAGA terrorists in this one. No, I think it sounds good, actually. I'm excited for that. Okay. Wonderful. You're very skeptical.
No, I don't.
Dawn, what do you think? Is it going to be a hit?
Mm.
What would Bob Evans say?
Oh, baby. Kind of low energy, baby.
Bubby, you got music. You got time travel, Bubby. You got nostalgia. That's what people want, nostalgia. To the 80s. Look at Maverick, Top Gun Maverick. This is going to be a hit.
They're just trying to cash in on Gen X, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm telling you, the 80s have made another huge comeback.
Yep.
We are living in the age of the 80s all over again. And anything 1980s right now, Top Gun Maverick proved this. You put something out that's 80s, it's going to be a hit. So, telling you. All right. Thank you, Greg.
You're
excellent
welcome.
Work. Millennial, let's do this.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to Sid today. A lot of well wishes for me after my announcement that I'm going to be leaving the show on July 8th, but they also were mocking my ability to read. So Sid suggests they'll probably hire someone who can read in place of Millennial, and that's no fun.
It is no fun.
There you go. No fun. Or somebody who can just get glasses that can help them see.
I already have glasses.
That'll help them see.
That's fair.
Okay.
I accept that. I'm gonna
miss this. With that amazing Penn State education, I know you can read.
Yes.
I just don't think you can see.
Yes. I'm not gonna mock you today because I got tongue tied on a few words. So
we all
I'm
do.
Just gonna, you know,
but I'm just
you
gonna.
Know.
You need some honey? Hang on.
I have too many papers in front of me. That's my problem. Oh, here we go. He's still milking it. Did you get anything out of that?
Nope. Pretty much empty.
Yeah.
All right. The Dawn Show is up next. Stay tuned for Dawn. Breaking news on the United States Supreme Court hearings, rulings which will come out any moment now. So don't miss it. And let's do this.
And now, Rich Zioli's final thoughts.
I'll just say it's great. Thanks for coming out last night to see Dr. Master's book, Wonder Drug. We had a wonderful time. Always appreciate getting together. And thank you for being there. Well, great time to review our past, our history together, talk about the book. And how you can learn so much more. So just to thank you for coming out. Mark your calendars. July 15th, Grand Hotel, Cape May will be our next one. Let's watch your Supreme Court rulings today. Could be some big ones. I'm excited to break it down with you tomorrow. Laryngitis or not, here we come tomorrow morning, 6 to 10 a.m. Thank you for listening on Twitter at Rich Zioli. And Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling is the company I use for my air conditioner. Right now they have a new customer special, $49 AC tune-up. On your air conditioner, you don't want to wait on this because you want to make sure that air conditioner is running great over the summer. It doesn't break down and it is good to go. That's what you want to do. Professor Gatsby. Just go to profgatsby.com. profgatsby.com. Sign up. $49 new customer AC tune-up special. You'll know that the AC is running efficiently. You're not wasting money. That it's good to go all summer. I use these guys. They come to my house and I trust them in my home. and you can trust him too. ProfGatsby.com, Professor Gatsby's Heating and Cooling, our wonderful sponsor, $49 AC tune-up for new customers, but it ends soon. Sign up today, ProfGatsby.com.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.